But these are your latest Newcastle headlines. I'm Dan McCarthy. Newcastle are working gradually to bring Santiago Munoz up to full speed after completing his 18-month loan deal from Santos Laguna. The 19-year-old is getting closer to second-string involvement, but it remains to be seen whether he makes the squad for the Papa John's Trophy clash at Harrogate tomorrow. Munoz had been expected to play against Middlesbrough on Friday night, but he was in the stands for their 4-1 win in the under-23 derby. When asked on his progress, Kevin Richardson said he's been training and doing running drills to get his fitness up. It's down to the sports science people when he'll be introduced to the group. Carlton Palmer has claimed Newcastle gambled with the signing of forward Callum Wilson from Bournemouth. The Magpies swooped for Wilson last year, securing his signature after the Cherries were relegated to the Championship. The 28-year-old is currently sidelined, and it's not the first time he's had bad luck with injury, having been ruled out for 16 months with a torn anterior cruciate ligament while at Bournemouth. Palmer insisted signing him was a gamble because of his injury record, saying, "I think he's gambled with Callum. Callum scores goals when he's fit. He's a very good player and does score goals because the last few years he's suffered with injuries." And former Sheffield United manager Chris Wilder is keen on the Newcastle managerial position if the job becomes vacant. The Magpies have not made an ideal start to the season as they're winless in their first 7 Premier League games, piling the pressure on Steve Bruce. And reportedly, Wilder is interested in taking up the reins at St James's Park and would throw his hat into the ring should Bruce vacate his position. Those are your latest Newcastle headlines.